Yo, we're on.
Oh,
21.
Crap. Oh, wait, hold on. No, I forgot to.
Backup
to do my thing.
Not ready.
Let's try this again.
You fucking serious? You record like 30 minutes before every game.
I know.
On
I
every
usually
other
do.
Week.
I forgot to this time.
There Look, is so been... much recording of us talking about fucking Rugrats and Korra.
Yeah, there is. Not that you can see it. I've only like once or twice had to send it to you.
We really should. We should put together a compilation of just us shooting the shit as like a holiday episode or something.
I can't imagine anyone would find that entertaining.
I think many people would find it entertaining. Fans are weird.
Fans are weird. Oh, by the way, thanks for volunteering me to run some campaigns in the comments.
Wait, wow. Are you volunteering to... Yeah, I said that I'd like to, right?
You asked how interested people would be in a D&D switchover in the Nightingale setting.
Yes.
Like, that's the first I've heard of that.
Yes, I got the idea when you said that there was future tech. Indeed, the DMG. So I figured I would see if people were interested. And if they're interested, then I would volunteer to do so.
If you like.
I mean, unless, like, if you don't want me mucking around with your setting, I totally understand. Like, I don't...
I'm deeply, deeply attached to it. I have a Nightingale Bible that stretches from colonial times to the year 3000.
Wow.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I make this shit up as I go along.
Okay. I mean, that's basically what I'd be doing as well, is I'd just be making shit up as I go along.
Some things are planned. Many others are not.
Let's see how hard we can deviate from your plans today, then.
We should just go pick wildflowers instead.
Oh, no, I've got a blood mission.
Yeah, last time, you guys met up, you largely Kevin, broke into the home of the Burned Bride, which, guilty. By strange coincidence, is connected to Sierra's house.
Which is quite the strange coincidence.
You pilfered a lighter that turned Will into the burned groom. He then tossed it to Clarissa.
I even got a top hat out of it. That's not true.
Sure.
Oh, it's true now.
Yeah.
It's canon now canon. Go along.
Is it a burned top hat? Can it be a burned top
hat? Yeah, duh.
I think all the things are burned.
Yeah, it's at the very least.
The top's open and there's smoke coming out like a chimney.
That would be one of the best hats ever. It's a stovepipe hat. A stovepipe hat.
That's terrible.
No, it's not. It's great.
You dropped inside with zero exit strategy.
Correct. And again, you means me.
Yes. The butler came at you, bro, and knocked you around a little bit before you turned on your electric armor.
Yep.
And then sent him tumbling down the stairs.
He sent himself tumbling down the stairs. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll let the courts decide.
So allegedly... He went tumbling down the stairs.
Can the jury be our listeners?
Yes.
They wouldn't convict me. They wouldn't convict Will, would they? I don't think so. No.
Convict Will.
No. I mean, I did do the breaking and entering thing. But to be fair, Sierra missed Watson as a bitch.
You plotted around her house a little bit more. You answered a distress call from one of the guest rooms, kicking in the door, and found what was probably once the fetch of Samantha, now bloated and monstrous, then immediately attempted to eat you.
Yep.
You ran for your life.
I would go straight to her thighs.
Picked a random door, as Sierra has many with thresholds between her home and the outside world. You activated it, ran out, slamming it behind you, assuming that Samantha could not follow. Found yourself in an elementary school.
Yep.
Monster not Samantha immediately followed. You guys went on a merry chase. Fortunately, she didn't seem interested in children or any of the other people there, just chasing you. You finally managed to lose her before succumbing to your many, many wounds.
Yep. I had so many.
Yes, the rest of the group tracked you down in Sanctuary. You had a standoff with Sierra. The two of you talked around each other.
Yep. And she plausibly denied
talked
everything.
Around him. And he bluntly.
Yeah, I was really blunt. Yeah. Like, on a scale of one to blunt, I did not hold back.
Yes. She vaguely threatened your life, but very directly promised your exile. Your conversation with Comstock was basically, you have a lot of hearsay and conjecture. Those are kinds of evidence. But you should probably actually get some sort of solid evidence of something that Sierra has done that violates changeling law.
God, what is changeling law?
I know.
It's pretty liberal. You really have to do something against changelings or that threatens the secrecy of changelings pretty brutally.
Like what Ivan was doing.
Yes. Yes, like they will not support someone murdering a bunch of civilians, one because it's morally wrong and they are not amoral monsters for the most part, but also it brings a lot of unwanted attention. So it was decided among you that your best lead on actual evidence was this horrific monster that Will has set loose upon the world.
But I didn't make it, and that's what matters.
You gathered up in front of the elementary school, also recruiting Anders and Arthur Swain. And that's where we start. You're standing outside the elementary school. There's still a police presence, still a media presence there. But looking around, you have not found an immediate sign of the Samantha monster.
All right. Got a bad feeling about this. Well, let's see. So what's happening at the elementary school right now?
There's police and media.
Yep, police,
yes.
Media.
The police are questioning witnesses. The media's on hand. Most of the faculty and students have been sent home.
Yeah, the media's saying there's thousands dead and...
Yes.
Yeah. Continuously scaling it back.
Yes, they're in the backpedaling portion.
Let's see. I would like to open my trunk and pull out a bundle that is back there.
Okay.
It is an antique blade, and I would like to use a contract of artifice on it. And I would like that to be Blessing of Perfection.
Okay. So you...
And it is... three glamour in order to do that, and it is an extended action. And the die pool for it is wits plus weird, and I need 8 successes. And Blessing of Perfection gives a bonus equal to my weird to all die rolls made using it for the next full scene. So I assume that is going to be the scene in which we track down and apprehend this beast. Would I be wrong in suggesting that?
Depends how successful you are in tracking her.
Okay.
Yes, if you guys are good at tracking her down, then yes, it could be considered the same scene.
Well, I am going to take that.
You could also spend a... point of willpower, right?
Yes, I can. Make it last. I actually believe I need to expend willpower and promise leaves from the hedge. I do not have promise leaves.
I don't even know what promise leaves are.
They're a specific kind of goblin fruit.
Would you have gotten it in your goblin market thing?
That's true. You
no.
did specifically. Okay.
I went to the goblin fruits I went to are ones that I can exchange glamour to heal my wounds for.
Yeah, but like while you were right. there, if this
you
was
did
a thing
go
you were
to
planning
the goblin
on.
Market specifically to gear up for a fight.
Oh, okay. In that case, would you be willing to allow me to have some promise leaves if I expend a willpower?
Yes.
Okay. Then it's going to be all day. The sun next sets. Rises or sets, it's probably going to be sets first, given that it's already risen. So I shall expend a willpower, and I shall Blessing of Perfection my sword. This sword, by the way, is not a sword, it is a rapier.
Okay. Yeah, I'm assuming you're moving away from the police and media.
Yes, I'm taking the bundle out of my trunk, and then when
car?
We go into the... When we go into the forest, I'm going to unwrap it. I assume that the woods around... Yeah, I assume the woods around the elementary school were where... Didn't we say that that was the last place that he had seen it?
Yes.
I don't know that.
Well, you're not paying attention to anything, so it makes sense that you wouldn't know that. All right. Anyway, yeah, who is in whose car right now?
I probably came with,
Am I giving Arthur a ride?
He'll call himself a taxi. Probably in a hurry.
Yeah. So Will is with me, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would guess that my car is circling the elementary school a little bit, at least to see what's going on and if there are any indications of which direction from the place it went.
Well, I am going to... Let's see. I am going to park down the street from the elementary school on the street. And then I'm going to pull out my cell phone and call... Who currently has a cell phone among us?
No.
Ava, obviously. Does Clarissa?
Yeah, I have a phone.
I think Will's the only one without one.
Yep.
I'm going to call up Clarissa.
Hello?
Clarissa. It's Alan. Mm-hmm. Will has said that the last time he saw the beast was just before running into the forest outside of the elementary school. I think that if the creature is anywhere, we'll find traces of it there.
Okay.
Relay that to the rest of everybody there. We are going to... try and hunt the creature down.
Okay. In the woods.
In the woods.
In the
Make
woods.
Sure everybody knows that. Into the woods.
In the woods.
It's the most important part.
I will tell Ava and ask her to notify the other people that are supposed to be helping.
Okay. I will shoot a text to both Arthur and Anders in that case. And I'm sure Kyle heard and is doing the thing.
Yes.
Right. So. Will. I have an idea. Do you happen to have the glamour to travel through...
No.
The electrical... Okay.
He has the power to bleed.
I don't have the glamour to do really anything at this point.
You should try to collect glamour from, like, the media or some shit.
No, we did that already.
You did at the end of last session.
Seriously? Yes. You are that bad at everything?
No, I actually have a bunch of glamour, but that's, like, all of it.
Oh.
It's, like, all of it. I'll be able to do about nothing.
That's why I love having low-cost glamour stuff. Always have glamour.
And how is going to the electrical system going to help me? I can't actually...
You can't see outside of it?
Not unless some part of it is exposed to air, no.
You mean, like, any of the transformer boxes?
Transformer boxes aren't exposed to air. No, like a streetlight.
I point up at all of the streetlights on the street.
Those are on the street. Those aren't in the woods. There aren't streetlights in the woods.
You can cover the outskirts of the area, you realize. You're in no condition to fight this thing, whatever the hell it is. Just need you to find it. And leave the fighting to me. And I'm going to take the bundle out of my trunk and start blessing it.
Mm-hmm.
I unwrap an antique captain's saber from World War I. And I use Blessing of Perfection on it. And I expend my willpower as well. And that means I use Wits plus Weird, and I need to get 8 successes. And it takes turns to do this. Turns.
So it's pretty much irrelevant how well you roll.
Yeah, it's I get one roll per turn. So so while I'm dealing with this thing, I'm probably not going to be able to. I'm probably not going to be able to. What do you call it? Search for the creature while I'm blessing it.
Yeah, but a turn isn't very long.
How long is a turn in World of Darkness time?
Like 10 seconds.
Oh, okay, I thought it was like a few minutes. Like, I thought it was, you know how D&D is separated into rounds and turns?
Yeah.
I thought it was something like that, but okay, never mind then. Okay, let me see exactly how long it takes then.
So, Kyle parks the car. Okay, we gonna go out and look in the woods? Probably be best to do it in small teams.
Mm. Sounds good.
Well, we're a small team, so that works out.
All right. Clarissa.
Four rolls, by the way.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
Tell them we're breaking down into small teams, so if they want to hunt together and then whatever, Dragon Boy and Creepy Stalker.
I will
pair up.
Since I'm trying to become part of, you know, this timer, I will text shit, I can't remember my own name anymore. Never mind anyone else's.
Your name is Clarissa. Who are you trying to text?
You.
Alan. Or Myers. You can say Myers too if you want. Or Mr. Myers, that's okay as
creepy
well.
Creepy store owner.
It's not creepy, he's just stone.
Creepy old man.
But that's every character the other I play.
Yeah. You do have a penchant.
I love creepy old men. Someday I'll be a creepy old man.
Mm-hmm. It'd
be great.
I'll text him that we're, you know, breaking down into small groups to, you know, hunt. for the thing.
Yeah, and Kyle will lead you guys into the woods.
Alright. Would I be able to use my survival, which has a specialty in woodland, to help to track it?
Absolutely.
Wow, all right, nice.
Is there something else that I would...
Probably wits survival.
Having the specialty gives you another die, right?
Yes. 21 sessions in.
Like, I would want to know how to play this game.
21 sessions into our second campaign.
Aww.
This is, like, the first time I've played this.
Yeah, Georgiana wasn't in the first one.
Oh, that's right.
Mm. I have two successes.
Yeah, you pick up, I mean, there's a rather frantic trail of blood, sweat, and probably piss that you assume is Will. But you find a more lumbering trail that veers off into another direction after a while.
All right, I will follow the directions telling the other two to follow me.
Hmm. Yeah, I got my shuriken
out. Tracks. I know this wood stuff.
Does she actually know what she's doing?
Can't you see the lumbering tracks?
Mm. Yeah, call me when you need to smuggle people across a border. So you follow these lumbering tracks into a bizarre clearing. It's bizarre in the sense that it looks like the trees were cut down deliberately and that someone started to make way for a construction project of some sort. There's a dirt road that goes out of here. But also bizarre for what is inside of it, which is an egg that's bigger than you, Clarissa. With a big leathery exterior.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What is that?
And as we kind of... I'm going to circle around it at the edges of this thingy thing, clearing thing. Is it like a fully smooth, leathery egg thing?
Yes. It is fully smooth, just sitting upright, several feet tall.
Hmm.
I try throwing a rock at it.
It bounces off.
Okay. What kind of sound does it make?
Thump.
Thunk.
Does it sound hollow?
No.
Okay.
I don't think you know how eggs work.
Well, I don't know if it's just an egg-shaped thing that's hollow inside.
It definitely looks like an organic kind of egg.
Okay. I will snap a picture and send it over to Arthur, Andrews, and Alan. Know anything about this?
Let's find out.
That.
Do I?
No.
You sure? I can't even make a roll for it?
It is a fully unique organism.
Okay.
Arthur texts back that he's seen the movie Aliens.
Well, that's not a good sign.
Pretty much nothing I've ever seen before. I'm going to send that in a text message on my cellular phone. But I'm going to text it like lowercase I H A V N V R scene B number 4.
Like, yeah, what? If you send that to me, I'd be like, what the fuck is he saying?
Goddamn newfangled text messaging devices.
Yes, these newfangled texting.
So...
What the hell is LOL?
So...
Stands...
Well, Sam screws that off lightly.
W-E-R-E, letter R, letter U, question mark.
In the woods.
Oh my god. Not even a general direction.
How else am I gonna describe where we are?
You could tell them where you could followed the tracks up. That I'm assuming okay. Samantha made.
You can open up Google Maps, you can get your current location, then use your phone's screenshotting thing, then fire off that picture.
I don't think I would even do that. If anything, I would actually just use Hangouts and, you know, do that location thing that they have now.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You can apparently share your location through Hangouts. Okay. Now, they moved that over from some other thing they had before that was specific to that.
See, this is what I was talking about on my Twitter feed. Hmm? How plots of films can be completely dismantled by giving people access to cell phones.
Yes.
But yes, I will do that thing to you. I have no idea if you have any way of receiving it.
I'm gonna say no, probably not.
All right then.
Okay. Given that I, the out of character person, had no idea this was a thing, which is surprising because I use Hangouts like all the time.
Then the weird old German immigrant probably has no idea.
Yeah, the old immigrant probably who barely knows how to text probably does not know how to do this thing.
So yeah, in the woods location.
W-U-T is this question mark.
Where we are.
Out of the corner of your eye, the egg starts to quiver a little bit.
Oh shit, it's moving.
Know what to do with this thing. Like, you already poked it, in a sense.
I did throw a rock at it.
Yeah.
And now it is quivering, like, 10 minutes after I threw a rock at it. Apparently it has poor reflexes.
Well, if that's the monster, that's a good sign for us.
Oh crap, it's turning into a beautiful butterfly.
Alright, well, we have to find this. Whatever the hell it is. Apparently,
maybe
they're in the woods.
Snake again.
I don't know what that means.
Kyle turns to Ava. I could shoot it, kill whatever's in there, but. That's probably going to attract the attention of everyone within a couple miles.
Yep. Mm, very true. But then again, it's also... Isn't one of the theories is that some shooter is happening, running around, who knows what?
Yeah, that's why we don't make it worse.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, we really... I mean, you definitely don't want to attract attention to changeling activities. That's... This is already pretty terrible.
Alright. Will and or Myers, you want to make me some sort of survival roll to figure out where the fuck they are?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll try. I don't have survival, so...
I do.
I'm already at a disadvantage here. Rolling two dice.
But you're with Bill, who does, apparently.
Oh, wow, a 9 and a 9. Okay, 2 successes.
So it's just survival, or what?
With survival?
I think wits was the other thing he said.
Oh, okay.
For me.
I thought he said a survival roll, and I'm like, okay. Oh.
Wait, no, Nick, is it with survival?
Yes, with survival.
Okay, yes.
Okay, 2 successes.
All right, we're good.
Okay, yes. Do some tracking and some comparing the landmarks to what you can see in the background of this photo. You stumble into the clearing with this big leather egg. Kyle holding his gun, unsure what to do.
Kyle, you're not intending on shooting that thing, are you?
Well, if it tries to kill us, I'm sure he is.
It's a big old monster egg.
Okay.
My reluctance is not for the sanctity of monster life. Just I don't want to attract attention.
That was what I was getting at, yes. Perhaps maybe this is a bad idea, pulling out guns. This might be a little bit better, and I unsheath the sword. Okay. Over under on whether or not I should stab this thing before it emerges from its egg.
Be my guest.
I'm strongly in favor of monster abortion.
All right.
Why is he squeaking like that?
Do you have to make the fake fighting noises?
I actually do, yes.
Make me an attack.
I roar as loudly, like I roar loudly and scream something like in German that you guys can't understand. That sounds like a war cry, and then I activate my first Artifice of Stone ability and drive the sword into the egg.
I will roll my eyes.
It's my catch for the thing. I have to boast about how great my strength is.
Yeah, hit me with your best shot. Bring
so, it. Might of the Terrible Brute, which is a strength plus weird roll. And it costs one glamour, but the catch is, the catch is not, that's right. I have a modifier for if I boast loudly about my great strength.
Oh, okay, so you're just upping it.
So I'm just boosting it even harder. So that is 60-10. And that is 1, 2, 3, and a 10. And a 1, so 3 successes, plus my weapon skill, which is 3, plus my strength, which is 3, so that's 9, plus the 2 on the sword, which has armor piercing of 1. And then I am just going to thrust it as hard as I can into the side of this egg for...
1,000,000.
1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6 dice of whatever. Lethal damage.
Okay. You make your war face, jab this rapier straight through it, clean through the other side. There is a monstrous inside. The egg splits apart in quarters, and you see a curled up creature. It's a half woman, half lizard, but more snake-like and inhuman and bulkier than proper Samantha was. Starts to uncurl. There's putrid black blood coming out of the wound you inflicted, and it looks like it's kind of limping its way out of its egg. There's no hint of human intelligence behind the eyes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just realized I forgot to include the bonus that I had.
Okay, hit me with some more damage then.
It is an additional 1 damage.
Yeah, it flops over.
Like, that wasn't so bad. Flop.
Like, it gets stabbed, it comes out kind of violently, but there's blood spewing out of it, and then it just tips over on its side. Huh. It's groaning.
So it's still making noise like it is alive. Does the woman part look like Samantha's fetch did when I had seen it?
Like, do any of the people recognize?
It would not be recognizable as any specific person. It's vaguely humanoid.
Okay.
But Will knows this isn't the thing that he encountered before, unless it's undergone some sort of radical transformation.
Yeah, this is some other thing.
It could have been a cocoon.
Is Will here?
Yeah, yep. He's with me.
He came with Alan.
Oh, okay. Wasn't sure. Or in all.
McKinley!
Yeah?
What did I just kill?
It's still alive.
Good point. I jab it a second time.
It dies.
Okay. McKinley,
I don't know.
What did I just kill?
I don't know. What made you think I know?
Oh, weren't you being chased by the beast?
Thing that...
Yeah, that wasn't it.
Huh. Where's the thing that chased you?
What?
Well, that one.
If I knew where it was, I'd just walk right on over to it, wouldn't I?
Continue on, or...
What, did it lay an egg or something?
It's like, why don't you tell me where the thing is, huh? Huh?
I'm gonna clean the blood off of my blade. I'll just sheath it again.
I'm gonna take a picture of the dead body and send both the egg picture as well as this new picture over to Comstock. Found this thing.
You were supposed to take it alive.
So the tracks I followed?
Tell that to Alan.
You circle around the egg towards the dirt road that's the proper entrance to this place, and you do start to pick up a trail again.
Okay, found the trail again.
Well, maybe it laid an egg. Isn't it. So that's why I just said that.
Probably laid
an egg. It's reproducing.
I found the trail again.
And we're going to follow the trail. Let Comstock know that it's reproducing. Those are reproductive organs.
Or it could be just a completely unrelated thing.
Yes. Either way, it's a horrifying monster, and I'm glad I killed it. Now let's go.
An extremely coincidental, unrelated thing.
Apparently that was not the thing. Found a new trail on our way.
Hooray.
That's what I'm sending over.
I will follow the trail.
All right, we're going to keep moving. Yeah, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Swiftly now.
You. You continue out following this dirt road. It goes for a couple miles that you're walking.
Oh, I'm getting so fucking tired.
Before it dumps you out onto a back road, just a long stretch of rural road. I'd like you to make me. Oh, fuck it. There's a whole group of you. You'll see it eventually. A little bit up the road from where you come out, you hear a groaning sound.
Hey.
Further forward we go.
Slowly head to the groaning?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I will update the other people on our location.
Yeah, why don't you tweet it?
No. I'm not that stupid.
Arthur tells you he'll go to Anders' car and try to catch up. You find concealed in the underbrush on the side of the road a man, middle-aged, a little portly. His skin is gray except for you can see the veins under the skin with just this seeping blackness.
Ew.
Yeah. And he's foaming at the mouth a little bit.
It's like he's been poisoned.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ, how horrifying.
Is there some sort of medicine or occult roll that I could roll to figure out what happened to him?
Poison is pretty obvious. You could try to make a medicine or a cult roll to try to help him in some way.
I'll do the occult roll.
I can do a medicine.
Medicine, we can work together.
Intelligence and medicine. All or right. Intelligence occult.
Okay. No successes.
Nope, I have no idea what I'm doing.
On seven dice.
I have six dice, and I'm like,
I got a
no.
six, a seven, a one, a one, a two, and a four.
As he tried walking it off.
Jesus. Yeah, you guys rub some dirt on it. You're cradling. Like, Alan is cradling him.
It's like a jellyfish thing. You pee on it.
Oh, Christ. He rouses for a second and says, "She took the car. Daniel." And then he vomits a mixture of white foam and black ichor.
Cool. Over nope, not himself. Touching Ew. That shit.
What kind of car?
Are there car, like, tire tracks?
You keep asking him questions. It is ineffective as he's incredibly dead.
Okay. Well, I mean, he could vomit and still be alive.
Yes, thanks to his brilliant saviors.
Well, that sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, are there, like, tire tracks?
Yeah, I was going to say tire tracks.
Or any sign of a struggle on a certain side of the road?
Time to investigate.
You investigate. You see a little bit of, black tire. Just pulled over to the side of the road, right next to where you found this guy. But then it apparently kept driving along this now paved road.
We go in the direction that the side of the road is, I guess?
I mean, we're gonna have to look for a car wreck or something like that. Where the hell did the thing go?
Well, I mean, we know which side of the road it's on. Maybe it went the correct way on the road.
How far away are we from my car?
Or my car?
Like, at least 2 miles or so?
Yes.
Alright, how quickly can we get back there? Because we're going to cover a lot more ground in an automobile than just walking.
Well, I think Anders' car was going to head in this area.
That's true, but we can't all pile into Anders' car.
Yeah. Just in case we need to, you know, get out of here.
Alright. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going
what
to get my car.
My first aid kit is in my car.
I'm going to go and get my car. Ava. Where is your car parked?
Back that way. Where we first found the trail.
Around how far away?
Probably about as far as your car is.
Wonderful. You head back to your car, I'll head back to my car. You guys, you three stay... Well, no, Kyle, you should go with Ava, because...
Well, because yes.
Yes. But you two, Clarissa, Will, stay here, wait for Anders and Arthur.
Okay.
We're going to try and get our cars and catch up.
Keep me updated.
Sure. And I am going to make for as quickly as I can back to my automobile.
Okay.
This is imperative, so I don't know how running might work, but I'm going to guess it's an athletics role of some sort. Like, to try and get there as quickly as I can.
Yes, stamina athletics.
Okay, I can do that.
I think the fastest I'm going to go is like a fast walk.
Okay.
Well,
so
I'm not going to be running.
If you're going to end up waiting for Ava anyway, I'd say don't bother. Because you sprint all the way back to your car, drive back, and then wait for Ava and Kyle.
Where are they?
No.
But while you're gone, Arthur pulls up. He's driving Anders' car. Anders is in the bitch seat.
He's just kind of like got his arms folded over, like, yeah.
So we have reason to believe that the thing has stolen a car.
Also, it seems to be able to reproduce.
Also, you're not there.
True story. I believe I... You
no,
said
this is why you're...
I expressly said while you...
No, you said while you guys were waiting. I thought you meant that
no,
we were
No, you said
waiting
while you guys
we were...
are gone, you know?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm good.
Okay, so it knows how to drive.
Allegedly? Did you see a car wreck?
No.
Alright. Also, there's a dead guy over there.
How'd he die?
The thing.
The thing, okay. Cool.
So, the car is probably going that way?
Why?
Well, that's, I'm assuming, the way the car was facing.
Well, yeah, but if she knows how to drive, I'm assuming she knows how to make turns.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, it's kind of Samantha, right?
Yeah.
Where would Samantha go?
Either... Let's see, the places she would usually go would be following me. And other places would be, like, our apartment, the movie theater, or Denny's.
Denny's.
Well,
great.
Food.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, food?
Hmm.
Okay. Now Alan pulls up, having sprinted the whole way back.
Where the hell is Ava? She has a way nicer car than me. She should have gotten here way before I did.
That's not how cars work.
Yeah. Unless you have to, like, crank your car to get it to run.
I mean, it's pretty old.
Right. We were just talking about where Samantha would have gone and any leads we might have instead of driving down this road and hoping we spot a car with her in it.
Well, her fetch was in Sierra's tower, right?
Yeah. Apparently.
Could that have been a place where she might want to go back to?
Well, she expressly ran away from that place.
I suppose that's true, yes. I could have sworn she was just chasing Will. Well, either way, probably not the best place to go right now. Given that we're trying to... So what are our leads?
Apparently Denny's. We have Denny's? Anything else? I guess she liked to go to Denny's.
Well, it's like the only place open that late, so.
Which one? The one in Nightingale or the one in Augusta?
The one closest to the Majestic.
Oh, the shitty one?
Yeah.
Ugh. Who took you there?
It was like 3 o'clock in the morning and I was really hungry.
Could have gone to Taco Bell. Where is Ava?
Fourth meal.
Well, she clearly doesn't care about any of this, so maybe we should go without her.
We don't have time for this. She's in a car.
She'll
catch up to
go.
Us. Get in my car. Let's go. We'll go to the
shitty
Denny's.
You can't just, you know, update me on location.
Yes, that's what I was intending on doing.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I'm going to load people into my car and just be like, come on, let's go, chop, chop. And then just speed, well, not speed, but, like, drive in such a way as not to get me pulled over off to Denny's.
Okay.
So driving, like, the speed limit?
Arthur follows in Andrew's car. And he texts while driving and tells Ava that they're going to the bad Denny's.
Oh. actually heading there, I guess.
Okay. Ava has a head start, because you just get to the car.
Okay.
And it's closer. So
apparently we're heading to Bad Denny's.
Kyle nods. He knows which one's the Bad Denny's.
Everyone knows which is the Bad Denny's.
It's always a good Denny's and a bad Denny's.
So you all pull up at roughly the same time to the Bad Denny's.
What awaits us is a scene of destruction and terror.
Yeah, it's a Denny's. Yeah, you pull up to a Denny's. It doesn't look any shittier than usual.
Huh. That's good.
Well, I forget, did the radio mention a monster chasing another monster, or did it mention, like...
What radio are you talking about?
When we were listening to radio reports on the... Yeah, the news reports. Like, what were eyewitnesses saying about the...
It was a prank was the last one I heard.
Yeah, okay. With people in costume chasing each other around.
Okay, all right. That's all I needed to hear, because I was curious about if people... If whatever the hell Samantha had been turned into was still hidden by the changeling mask. I imagined probably not.
I mean, you know, humans being humans, you know, would want to not really see things as they truly are.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're there.
Yeah, you pull up to a Denny's.
So, really, why are we here again?
Apparently it was a place where whatever Samantha liked to go.
Was that real Samantha or fake Samantha?
Hey.
I didn't know the fetch Samantha.
So it was real Samantha?
Yeah.
Well, do you know anything about her life before she became a changeling?
Most of the things she said were hiss and food.
Hooray.
Maybe she would want to go home, wherever home was. What was home for her? She must have had an address. Wait a second. Her fetch was found on...
Her fetch was found on the goblin train.
So then she must have been listed as a missing person.
Unless no one missed her.
Well, surely she had some sort
and
of family or people
I
that...
I doubt we should be going to the police right now.
Well, we're not going to go to the police. We have the... You have one of the phone.
What?
Can't you look her up on the internet?
Suppose.
She had a Facebook or something like that.
Sure. What's her name again?
Samantha.
Coolings, I think.
Cooling?
Cooling.
I will do a search.
Okay.
Samantha Cooling, Nightingale, Maine.
Yeah, make me intelligence computers.
Okay. I have 2 successes.
Okay. Yeah, you do certainly find her Facebook page. She's a local college student, or was. There's a lot of smiling pictures of her and her boyfriend, Dan. Even her profile picture. And there's a lot of posts on her wall, like, love you, miss you. You know, can't wait till you get home.
Apparently she went to whatever, college.
Yes, she went to, University of Maine.
Local college.
Local state school. This. I don't even know where University of Maine is.
She went to the local Institute of Higher Learning in this area.
Yes.
Quite a ways away, in fact. But yes, she went to the University of Maine.
Apparently she went to a University of Maine. I'm just going to show them the page.
So...
which is about 85 miles away.
There is no way she'd be going all the way that way. Wait a second. Daniel!
Who?
Daniel! Daniel was the name that that man said before he died. And the name on this Facebook page. It's Dan. Maybe she's
That's
going to see her...
very common name.
Well, it's the only lead we have right now. Maybe it's the place that she's going to. Where would Samantha's fetch want to go? To see her boyfriend.
Granted, it's our only lead, but if you're wrong, it also puts us about 3 hours behind her.
Okay, what do I know about Dan?
We have a lead to explore. You guys don't have to go. This does concern me and Will primarily.
Alice, you asked what you know about Dan.
Mm-hmm. Looking at Facebook and all.
You find out that they were high school sweethearts, went to college together. He's there on a wrestling scholarship. Seems like a good enough kid. Drinks a lot of beer at a lot of parties and dumbly puts it on his Facebook. but otherwise, he doesn't seem particularly exceptional in any way.
Does it say, like, what dorm he's in or anything like that? If he's a dorm student or something like that? If he's a... like...
yes, you can find out. He is a dorm student at Farrow Hall.
I'm exploring this lead. And I imagine Will want to as well. And aside from that, he's going to be banished anyway. So he's going to want to get the hell out of the Freehold. If we are wrong. And if we're right, we can come back and get him unbanished. I don't think we don't have anything to lose. Well, except for everything. You guys can stay here. But I'm going to follow this lead. Maybe my only chance. Will?
Am I there?
Yes.
Yes.
You loaded into the car with me.
Oh, okay. I thought I was
Have
waiting
you
with cars.
Taking a nap or something?
Just the point where we met back up was a little... when did that even happen?
Like 20 minutes ago.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Either way, you're with me. Will, are you coming with me to explore this or not? It's maybe your only chance to find evidence that exonerates you.
So, what are we going to go ask this Dan guy? Has your girlfriend been turned into the horrible thing?
I don't care about him. I only care about where she's going.
This is quite the stretch.
We can always split up, leave some people here, send some people to U of M.
That was what I was suggesting. Will and I go. Or better yet, one of us goes and one of us stays.
Can one of you beat that monster?
Oh, I definitely can kill that monster. If it bleeds, I can kill it.
I love that movie.
What?
It's from Predator, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
What did you do in the '80s?
Get born.
Yeah, not a lot.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
I ain't got time to bleed. Anyway, yeah. Should probably take a bunch of you, cause horrible monster that you need to wrangle and take alive.
Mm. That's true. I'm particularly good at killing it. I don't know if I'd be able to restrain it. Who can restrain it?
I suppose I can.
I can blind it so it doesn't kill us.
Hmm. Alright. Well.
Alright.
Actually, Clarissa, that might come in handy. Being able to blind it and possibly anything that can see it.
I could go invisible too, so it won't kill me.
That's also very good. I had no idea you could do that. That makes sense. You glow. I suppose you can probably manipulate light something something something. So, Ava, we need you to restrain it. We need me to beat the shit out of it. We need Clarissa to... Actually, pretty much everything you do can be effective in restraining it. Hmm. You're coming.
And Will needs to be there because he's banished.
Well, going to be.
Not banished, yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay. Sounds like you guys have a crew. Enjoy. I'll stay here. Keep my ear to the ground.
Yeah, let's know if anything happens.
Yes. Yep. Arthur, you...
Well, can I regarding text, you know.
Has Arthur fully recovered? Like, is he still bandaged up from being shot several times?
He's... You don't know his personal matters, but he's not visibly bandaged. He doesn't seem to be in significant pain.
That's good. Well then, we have a crew. It's true. And Kyle, I imagine you'll be coming, because, of course, you'll be coming.
I drive the car. I protect the lady.
Good. Follow me. We're going to the University of Maine. This is the only chance we have. Arthur, keep your ear to the ground. If anything comes up, text Ava. I'm sure that she'll be waiting. Anders?
Yes, sir?
I just wanted to make you feel included.
So you seem like a decent enough. Thank
you. Yes, thank you for your help. It's a brave man that would come out searching for a monster.
Thank you. It's only a little bit diminished by the little girl.
Yeah, I'm like, a 14-year-old girl.
Well, she has a baseball bat. And a shotgun.
I have a gun.
Is it a shotgun?
No.
Maybe you don't need a shotgun.
This isn't my shotgun. I'm borrowing it from someone.
Hmm. That's what you can do. Arthur. Find out what the hell happened to Ziggy.
And Jackrabbit.
Well, yes, and Jackrabbit. I was really more interested in Ziggy.
Well, I'm quite interested in Jackrabbit, thanks.
It's okay, I have all his information.
Yes, you're allowed to give it away. Kind of an oversight.
I already gave it away.
Yup. I'm not.
Either way, yes, please, find out what happened to them. See if you can discover anything. If you find anything out, let us know. It could be tied to this entire mess. Probably is. Going to assume it is.
In a way, certainly I think they were taken by the vampires in the police department.
Hmm. Well, any information you find will be useful, but we need to go. We're wasting time.
So check the police department.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Be careful.
No.
Oh, but be careful. There's vampires.
So
go in the day?
Ava.
Yeah.
What?
Alice, maybe point Arthur in the direction of Nate Cole.
Yeah.
That's gonna go
He's
well.
He's gonna be very
Oh,
horrible.
That's true. Yeah, he hates... No. He's scared shitless of everything.
He's so pretty much insane a dragon at man. This point.
Yeah, let's send the dragon man and the dude whose cape is
yeah,
also
like,
his
Yeah,
like,
I would probably be the best person to send to it, because I look the most normal.
It's true, yeah.
I'm also gonna re-ask where he lives. Through text, because texting is apparently a thing right now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We are in conversation.
He sent you an address.
How close is it to all the relevant spots?
It's in Augusta. So, not terribly close to Sanctuary or Main Street or... It's pretty close to the police station.
Okay. But not near the elementary school or the college or
no.
places where a monster would be?
No. It's not near the elementary school. The college is more than an hour away.
Okay. I will let him know I'm going to go in that direction, but for him to stay home today.
Okay.
Apparently there's trouble. Gonna deal with it.
Are you guys all taking one car?
I think it would be best to take two. Just because Kyle drives Ava's car. And I have my own, and my weapons and shit are in my trunk.
And I could always use your car's ammo.
I don't have my own.
I don't have my own car.
You do have your shotgun, though, right?
It's probably in Ava's car.
Drive with her. Keep your weapons close by, just in case. Okay, so yeah, let's make our way. So Farrell Hall, right?
Yes. Make me a dex drive roll.
Okay. So yeah, I have the 1 point in drive.
Means you're able to drive.
Yes, I am able to drive. Ooh. 3 successes.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Hit the highway, evade traffic. Make great time. Catch all the green lights.
Oh boy.
All the green lights on 95.
Yep. All the green lights on 95 south.
But you do speed rather elegantly than slow down to avoid getting pulled over when necessary, weave through traffic. Kyle does his best to keep up with you. You lose him a couple times, but he manages to catch back up as you pull into the University of Maine. Following the super helpful signs, you locate Farrow Hall. Pull up out front. Parking is abysmal.
Ugh. How greeted with pain and destruction are we?
The place is not on fire.
That's good.
Well, that's good. Perfect. Okay, our job here is done.
No, aren't we supposed to set fire to this place?
Oh, that's right. It was supposed to be on fire, wasn't it?
Hmm.
Okay, here's what we do. Every car that comes by, blow it up. And search the corpses until we find Samantha's.
Georgiana, what are you wearing?
Clothes?
Specifically.
Probably like jeans and like a t-shirt and a jacket.
Okay.
It is fall.
Yeah. Ava, how old would you say your character is?
I forgot. I picked a number. Hang on. Apparently I wrote down 22.
Okay, good.
What?
Because I'm 50. So I look out of place here, but you guys
well,
don't.
Well, I look out of
well,
place
I
here.
Probably look out of place. I'm 14.
No. It's a college.
And I'm
you,
14.
You specifically stipulated that you look older than you actually are.
No.
But you did.
But
I thought that was how
no,
you did
right
the whole,
now,
you know,
I'm purposefully
thing.
Staying in my car.
Okay, well, the whole point here is that we look out of place, except for people who are the age of college students.
I would still look out of place.
Why?
Well, I'm in college.
Oh, that's like, true. You're decked out in, like, jewelry all the time.
That and I still have one dot in fame, so who knows?
Son of a bitch!
It's okay. I'm beautiful enough for everyone to ignore you guys.
I mean, it's true, but...
Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, I came here on the GI Bill, Alan's, Ava's dad. You both have too much money, and you're looking to buy her way through college.
And I'm here too.
We have unnecessary cover stories. You're a nerd. Who cares? Let's go in. You're expecting the RA to interrogate you?
Yes.
And I just look young for my age.
Oh, I'm expecting people to be running in terror, and yet here we are. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I make my way inside.
I will follow using that cover story, I guess.
Okay, you walk inside. It's a dorm room.
Great.
It's a dorm hall. There is a very bored-looking person at a desk in front, behind a little plastic shield. And there's a little badge scan key card to get through that lobby.
Okay, well, obviously, since he's not reeling in terror, no monstrosities have gone through here, so... Mm-hmm. Now what do we do? Well, perhaps we made it here early.
He's starting to look up a little suspicious at you guys who are just lingering in this entrance hall.
I'm looking around.
This is the wrong place. Let us move. I'm going to leave the front vestibule. Damn it.
Wrong place?
It's not the wrong place, but it's not a place where we should be. Think about it.
Alright, well,
step outside. Gonna leave everybody back outside.
Can the guy hear us? Like, is it open?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he can absolutely hear.
Okay. Do you know where the visitor center is?
Side.
Oh, yeah. It's the Wayne building, top of the hill.
Thanks. I will smile
thank you.
At him.
I will look sternly, and then walk out. Well, he's not scared in terror. This is clearly not the right place. Think about it. What else do we know about this damn character?
Well, I'm heading to the visitor center.
Kyle follows you because that's his job.
I'm going to follow as well because you look like you know where you're going.
Oh, she's following the directions that guy gave us. Yeah.
So we're going to go there.
Yeah. You walk up to the Wayne building.
Are there maps?
Oh yeah, I mean you go inside and there's a little kiosk with different maps and information about the different areas of specialty.
Okay, I'll grab a handful, head out.
I'm not sure what we're doing anymore.
Well, we're going to find this Dan character.
Yeah, he was in that building.
No, that's where he lives. But given the fact that there wasn't some horrible monstrosity that passed through here, or at least if there was some horrible monstrosity that passed through here, then that desk manager had balls of steel. So we have to figure out where he was, or we have to figure out how to get inside. What does this Dan kid do? What time is it, by the way, Nick?
Oh, It is mid-afternoon. 3:30.
Well, I would assume go to class.
Okay, so he's in class. Mm-hmm. What does he study? What does he do?
I don't know. You take a look. I'm going to hopefully direct him to a Facebook page.
Hmm. He's a wrestling student.
He's a communications major. Great.
Afternoon. If he's an athlete, then perhaps he's in the athletic complex.
I never went to college, but they have roommates, right?
Hmm.
Who might know where he is?
Mm-hmm. I don't know where he is. Who his roommate is based on this Facebook page. But I can find out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You open it up. It's Gary Chang. He lives in Farrow Hall.
Of course he does.
I don't know how that's any more helpful.
Alright, I'm heading back to Farrow Hall.
Okay. The guy at the desk raises an eyebrow when you walk back in.
Hmm. Sorry, we're looking for somebody named Gary Chang.
And you are?
Oh, we're visitors.
I'll call his room for you. He picks up the phone, starts dialing.
I realize that saying we're visitors and saying we're axe murderers might be about the same thing.
Uh-huh. Call his room up.
And that he doesn't know us. Mm. I need to tell you. I need to tell you, but he doesn't know us.
Yeah, he's not picking up.
Hmm. What about his roommate, Dan?
It's the same room. I just called the room.
Oh, you didn't call the... Is that what you kids do nowadays? I make the kind of cell phone thingy like I...
I'm gonna roll my eyes.
Ugh. Hey, kid, I'll give you $100 to tell us which room it is and let us in. Kyle gives him $100.
Okay, then.
303.
Wonderful.
Enjoy your visit.
Could have just waited for someone else to go in.
Yeah, we could have done that, but whatever.
Just me. $100 is a small price to pay for spending less time on this bullshit.
I guess.
So I'm heading to the room.
Yeah, you walk up to the room. There's a sock on the door.
This is awkward.
God, this is so stupid.
Well, then. Well, then. So what do we do? Wait?
Wait.
I mean, it'd be rude.
I knock
this
on the door.
This is my life now.
This is your life now. Hello.
Shut
Welcome
the hell
to
up,
it.
McKinley. I just pound on the door.
This what?
We're looking for Dan.
Why?
It's about his girlfriend.
What about her?
We're wondering... I don't know. What about her? She's in trouble.
What about her fetch?
She's in trouble.
How?
Bodily harm? Risk of it? Figured he would want to know?
Hey, sweetie, are you in trouble?
Hmm. Please don't tell me you're doing her... When did she get here?
Like, 30 minutes ago?
Ah, god damn it. And she's not some horrible-blooded monster, right? I'm guessing not.
He throws open the door. He's in a robe. She's behind him, covering up with some shitty dorm sheets. She looks stunning in a way that is entirely fabricated. Like,
oh, that's right, she has the power.
But just like the way someone in a photo shoot, like, there's a person who's just in charge of her hair and makeup and one for the dress, like, everything's in place with the maximum amount of effort.
And then you see the other person just sort of photoshopping it.
Yes, she's being live airbrushed.
Geez, Samantha, what magazine did you get that look from?
She scowls at you, and you can see just a gummy mouth with nothing but two snake-like fangs protruding.
I'm gonna push him aside. That's not your girlfriend.
The fuck you think you're doing?
Strictly speaking, it is, but also, certainly you realize that doesn't look like your girlfriend, right?
What?
He looks back at her. She's still showing a fangy smile. If he
sees gonna make
it,
him
he's
see, I'm going to make him see beyond the veil.
Oh, okay. How are you doing that?
With glamour?
Yeah, but she's also using magic to look nice.
Can yeah, you, but we can see her as a snake person.
Yeah. Can't we make mortals...
You can ensorcel them, but that requires you to make a bargain with them.
Yeah, and I thought the only way you could use glamour to make them see...
Oh, no, it's yourself.
Damn
it.
Yourself.
I thought it was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could drop your thing.
But that would be my entire pool of glamour.
Yeah. There is a reason why that's expensive.
Right. All right, well, I'm going to drop the mask for a scene. Just tell him, believe me, boy, you have no idea what you're dealing with.
Yeah, you burn the shit out of your glamour and to his appearance, just become a hulking stone golem.
Well, not hulking, but like...
I'm going to facepalm.
You have no idea what you're dealing with, boy.
The fuck is happening right now?
Get out of my way. Yeah, Samantha, you're coming with us.
Your girlfriend's a snake woman. She laid an egg.
Her long tongue shoots out.
And
I was going to wait for the train, but I guess we're going to have some appetizers.
You can't just go biting people to death.
I blind
That's
her?
That's bad.
I'm going to unbundle my sword.
I use Merc Blur and try to blind her.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need some initiative rolls.
Oh, no, I don't even... What's the initiative to stand in the hallway?
You can certainly try and hide.
Because I am in no mood or condition to be doing this.
Ooh, I rolled a 10. Man, I am just YOLOing it tonight. 14. And hold on a second, I need to go grab a drink.
Ava?
I have 10.
10. Clarissa?
8.
I got a 14, just in case.
Really quiet.
Am I? That's probably because Skype readjusted my volume when I coughed.
You know you can make it not do that.
Yeah, but then it gets all wonky otherwise.
You also know that most humans do not cough constantly, right?
Yeah, I'm aware of this.
Are you, though?
Yes.
You seem to be unaware of that with all the coughing you do.
Also, as I said, Will has adopted my cough endgame.
Because he's dying.
Yep.
Always. Because he's dumb.
No. He's smart and tough and ballsy.
Right, and his dad's in the CIA.
Yeah. Look, my dad owns a dealership, okay? Oh, no, wait, that's Hixton. Hixton's Fetch.
Yes.
Hixton owns the Down Under Slumber. By way of having its prior occupant murdered. For justice.
And they just never bothered to figure out what to do with it. Because yep. Other important things were happening.
Indeed.
And honestly, no one really cares.
I do believe that this entire thing should just end up being a lesson for Hixton. Hixton learns that Christmas doesn't come from a box.
Okay, I guess we're done then. Hixton learned that, right?
No, I thought he learned that he's oh so perfect in every way.
Yeah, he hasn't learned anything like that. I mean, part of me wants to kill Hixton, put his body in the trunk of a car, and then bring it to the dealership as a trade-in, and ask him what he'll give me for it. Wink, wink.
Noted.
I could probably make a bunch of money.
You're up first.
I shall grab Dan, and
Hasn't Dan run out?
He's just standing in place freaking out.
Yeah, I'm going to drag him into the hallway.
Okay.
Kind of, you know, away from the door. Be like, let's stand here. Here's probably a better place to stand.
Tom, are you back yet?
He's about to be, maybe?
Oh, good.
Maybe.
Okay, sorry about that, I'm back.
Great, you're up. Will has grabbed Dan and pulled him out into the hallway.
I'm going to mute myself so you don't have to hear me cough.
Alright. I was going to say, talking is a reaction. McKinley, alive or dead?
Alive.
Great. I'm going to rush her and then bash her with the guard of my weapon.
Okay.
Would be an improvised weapon.
You can go ahead and roll it. She has a defense of 3, so it's going to be minus 3.
All right. So that's basically my weaponry plus my strength because it, cancels out my weird bonus plus the 1 for the weapon because it's at minus 1 because it's an improvised weapon. So, 6. I whiff completely.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to drop the sword and go kung fu mode on her.
Yeah, you take a swing. It sticks in the bedpost because you missed with the guard. And you let it go and fall back into your stance. How's your defense score?
My defense score is 3, and I believe I have that this 2-point kung fu merit.
That gives you armor, right?
Yeah, it gives me. I remember. I'm not sure what kind of armor it gives me though. I believe it is. I have an effective armor trait of 1 against bashing attacks. So if this is lethal, then it does nothing.
It is lethal.
Okay.
Because she has natural weapons, baby. Yeah. Sorry, what was your defense?
3.
3. You're both very defendy. She lunges forward and tries to basically wrap herself around you and put the fangs in you. Banging. Okay. So she basically wraps herself around you and just sinks her fangs into you, and you can feel vile poison sinking in you.
Oh, that sucks. Four
lethal damage.
Okay, that's not so bad. Could be worse.
That's like most of my health.
Yeah, but I YOLO this shit.
Like you just did. Yep.
Yeah, and her skin is starting to peel off. And you can see patches of scale coming through.
Did you manage to... Oh, wait, that's right. Yeah, we're for one initiative, so... Let's see who's up.
Ava.
Huh. So, Samantha's wrapped around Alan, biting into him.
Yes.
Yeah, she's grappling me, apparently.
And I need to find out where the aiming thingy thing is with projectiles.
Page 165.
165?
Oh. It specified targets, but I don't know if that's melee or ranged combat.
I think it's ranged. What is it again? 165?
165.
Yeah, it should be, ranged. Or it should just be,
Yes, it is 165.
So how does that work?
You get a penalty for wherever, depending on where you want to shoot or hit or whatever.
Yeah. Torso is -1, legs and arms -2, head is -3, hand or eye is -4. Oh no.
If you do a headshot, I bet that would justify her getting her fucking fangs off of me.
So head is -3. I guess I could try that. Let's see. So I would like to throw a shark in hairpin thing.
Okay.
Throws at his head. Sure, I will try that thing. -3, you said?
Yes, for a headshot.
Okay, so that cancels out my athletics throwing.
And that is another -3 for her defense. That's going to be a very hard shot.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would do that then.
You could always do willpower.
That would mean I would need to throw a chance die. And
you could always put willpower into it.
Or you could always not target the head.
Okay, yeah.
Fine.
I'll just generally target her then.
Okay.
So that was -3 for her defense. So I roll. It's dex, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so that cancels that out. So I roll dex. And I have a 10. Okay, so that'll just be 2.
2? Okay. Yeah, you throw a shuriken. It sinks into her arm. I mean, a little bit of blood comes out. She hardly seems to take notice. Just an academic, like, oh, you hit my arm.
Okay, I will back off and, I guess, hopefully be in front of Dan.
Okay. Clarissa.
All right. Samantha, if there is any part of you still in there that I knew, please stop this and come with us.
She says something muffled by a bunch of Alan's flesh in her mouth.
I didn't catch that.
It
would probably be easier with your mouth not on person.
Food!
I mean, that's a part you knew of her. Still in there.
Okay. If you stop this, we can get you food.
Make me something very persuasive. Gonna be a manipulate persuasion minus through. Well, you did have a pretty personal relationship with her. Minus two.
All right, two dice. Hey. No successes.
Okay.
Aww. I stopped just carrying burgers in my purse, you know, after she died, so.
Will?
I think I'm enjoying being out here.
Okay. Seems like a good place.
It does. Like, I don't know what's going on in there, and I think it's probably for the best.
Alan?
Oh, boy. Am I unable to... Like, am I grappled right now?
No. It's more of a thematic grapple.
Oh, okay. So she's just, like, wrapping around me. That's okay.
It's something you can apparently easily get out of.
Mm-hmm.
She's just getting in her comfy feet on something stage.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to fall back to the old college try and activate my manly brute force powers.
Mm-hmm. That would be...
I'm not going to yell, grunt, or boast loudly about my great strength, but I am going to activate Might of the Terrible Brute and then just punch the shit out of her.
Okay.
Let's see. So that is one glamour.
I thought you dropped all of your glamour.
Oh, that's right. I can't sure do that. Did. Yeah, I did. I forgot to uncheck the boxes. I'm just going to punch her then. Because I have to. That's all I have. So it's strength plus
is
brawl.
Is Dan still screaming?
He is...
I thought he was just whimpering.
Yeah, he's kind of whimpering quietly out in the hall now.
Okay. I want to try to comfort him as best I can.
I'm going
to
put a willpower
into
this one as well.
So you'll pat yourself going there?
No.
Keep saying bad at that.
Well, Kevin's bad at that. I don't know that Will necessarily is.
I thought Will was not. Supposed to be awkward.
He doesn't get a 10 again on social rolls, but he's actually...
He's not exceptional, but...
Yeah.
Okay, well... Yeah, this thing's clasped... This snake lady is clasped onto you, and you're just gonna start trying to punch the thing on you.
I'm actually gonna straight up punch her in the jaw, like, in the head.
Okay.
Like, I am going to do an aimed shot at her. Because I have kung fu power.
Okay. Well, your kung fu power is dealing with the aimed shot penalty and her defense score.
My kung fu power is dealing with a reduced aimed shot penalty.
Okay.
Let's see, how much is it? Focused attack. Penalties to hit specific targets are reduced by one. And if she has any armor... Like, does she have any natural armor or anything like that?
Yes, she has 1 point of natural armor.
That is reduced by one.
Okay. That's
even when I'm not targeting something. So, yeah. So I have a minus two to hit plus her defense score.
Yes, and her defense score is three.
Okay, so I'm going to use my strength and brawl and then put a willpower into this.
Okay.
So that is 5d10 because of minuses. And I got two successes to the head. Kaboom!
Yeah, you uppercut clobber her right in some jaw pressure point. She gasps, letting go of you.
I crack my knuckles and continue getting into a stance.
She gets into a stance. It is much more of a brawler, animalistic stance. Goes at you again. She seems to know no fear. She also seems to know no successes. She lunges at you and you just dive aside and circle around. Fisticuffs at the ready. Ava?
I guess I'll throw another one at her.
Okay.
And I don't get anything.
Okay. She... You're readying your shot. She sticks her tongue out at the air, sensing it, and dodges aside. Larissa, explain it all.
Alright, I am going to try to blind said snake-like lady.
Snake-like
lady. So that's going to be her resolve plus weird versus my intelligence plus weird.
Hey, she actually has a decent dice pool for this. How crazy is that? A decent dice pool indeed.
This guy got 3 successes.
Okay, that's sure 3 more than her.
Oh.
So she's blind.
Yeah. J.J. Abrams dropping the lens flare right in that bitch's face.
So basically she has just sort of shadow covering her eyes.
Yeah. She just starts thrashing around.
You mean to tell me you couldn't have done that before trying to convince her?
No, I couldn't.
Will? You waiting in the car?
Wait, the car? We've moved to the car?
That was a question. If you just take the elevator downstairs, got in the car, turned it on, and are just waiting for everyone else to come. Because that's your participation level.
That currently is my participation level. Well, I mean, like, here I am with fucking 4 aggravated damage.
She's blind now.
She is blind, which is great and wonderful, but... I mean,
I should mark that I used the glamour.
What am I going to do? Bust in there? Fine, I'll peek around the corner. How are things going? Everything's great, right?
She's blind and thrashing around. She has a shuriken stuck in her arm.
Oh, perfect. Wonderful. Okay. Fine. Armor the element's fury.
Armor the element's fury!
Well, hold on. First, I'm going to take out... Yes, I'm going to take out my little phone charger thing, plug it in, and touch it. Armor of the wait, hold on, I need an outlet.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, Armor of the Element's Fury!
I'm going to eye roll again.
You spend your turn looking for an outlet and plugging it in. And by the way, people are totally peeking out of their dorms now to see what the fuck is going on.
Did I comfort Dan at least? Did I do it?
No.
Why not?
Because everything is horrifying. Alan.
It's not true.
So, can I just ask Kyle to take care of the rest of the people? Like, say we're shooting some video or something.
Okay. We're shooting a goddamn movie. But don't get in the shot now, because then you can't be an extra later. Get the fuck back in your dorms. Seems to work.
Yay!
Yay!
Mostly on pure rage.
Alright, I'm gonna go for the knockout.
Okay.
This is a regular attack. What do you call it? A regular attack. I'm not aiming this one, but I am going to pump another willpower into it.
Okay.
And, so let's see, that's... So her armor is reduced by 1, strength and brawl. So this time it's only 7.
Oh man, I was just reading my invisibility power, and the dramatic failure is awesome because I believe I'm invisible, but everyone else sees me.
3 successes.
You cold cocked that bitch in the face.
Face.
She wheels back for a second, but recovers. You feel like any normal person would have fallen down by this point.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm aware that this creature is, like, monstrous.
Monsters University.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
Well.
It's a good thing my fists are made of solid rock. For cosmetic purposes.
She makes a flying dive for the tiny window.
She is blinded.
Yes, she is blind. In fact, I should give her a bigger penalty for that. She dives out the window. You hear a very solid thunk moments later.
Okay, someone should probably keep an eye on her out there and the rest of us run down.
Ava?
Guess I don't need to...
I will go see what became of her down there.
Yeah. You peer out the window. She is on the ground, dragging herself, but with one arm somewhere. Doesn't seem to be much of a plan beyond away.
Hmm.
Not that she can see where she's going.
Hmm.
She actually drags herself into the building.
And back into the dorm room?
Yeah, into the elevator, all the way back up.
I meant, like, you know, the wall, but okay.
I guess I'll take another shot at her.
Okay, you lean out and throw a shuriken at her.
Does the fence still apply?
No.
Okay. I do that thingy thing. Okay.
Does she get a reduced penalty for being blinded? I mean, a reduced defense for being blinded?
Yes, she does.
Oh, I didn't factor that in. Whatever.
And I have two successes.
Yeah, you throw your shuriken, and it just sticks the hand she was using to crawl to the ground. And any fight she had left, if she's even still conscious, seems to have gone out of her. She just goes limp.
Good shot.
Well, what'd you expect?
All right, we should probably get her into one of the cars.
Yeah. You run downstairs, I presume.
Not running.
I mean, okay. I was going to leap out the window, but I'll go downstairs now that it seems like the fight's over.
Yep.
You downstairs time. Sorry, Dan. Ava strolls casually. What the fuck is happening?
What do we do about Dan?
I'm going to drag him with me.
Okay. I was gonna say, I mean, like, do we finish him off with a hand job or something?
No.
Since we interrupted
did just
him.
Oh God.
We did just cock block him.
We
probably saved
him
his fucking
and
life.
Threw his girlfriend out of a window.
No, the girlfriend threw herself out of the window.
Okay. Yeah.
He probably saved his life.
Okay.
Probably.
Most of you run downstairs. And around the side of the building to find Samantha just lying there, several shurikens in her.
I'm also going to pick up the one that I'd missed with.
Okay. Very beat around the face.
I just imagine like going all metal bender on this and just like just casually holding your hand out and like swipping it back towards you.
Okay. Yep.
What I don't get is why other metal benders don't simply bend Kuvira's metal clothing into her, like, ribs and shit.
Yeah.
Because they're very loyal to her and also violence.
I'm assuming the enemy ones.
Yeah.
The Beifongs.
Like, it'd be really easy to kill her. Who wears metal clothing around metal benders? Because it's prettier
to, you know, fight with other things.
Hey, you'd think you'd want to wear, like, leather or some shit.
Yeah.
Well, she needs...
I mean, I would imagine she would resist said bending, too, on her own.
Somehow. The actual mechanics of bending are highly dubious.
Mm-hmm.
Christ.
Okay. Yeah, you find apparently a limp and unconscious Samantha laying there.
All right, someone should bring her to one of the cars, and we should probably restrain her if she's alive.
She's just laying there.
I checked to see if she's alive. Medicine, intelligence?
Yes.
Well, let's see. One, two... two successes.
She's definitely alive. In fact, you think she's playing possum.
She's playing possum.
Just what I needed to hear.
She starts sitting up and Ellen just punches her in the face again.
We should, like, restrain her or something.
Yeah, we should, like, bring her to the cars and restrain her.
Yeah, give her another fucking haymaker.
Hmm.
Stay down.
Okay. Kyle, can you drag her over to Alan's car?
Wait, what are you going to do in my car?
Well, I'm not putting her in my car.
A monster in there.
Yeah, she'll make you
better not pull my car's metal apart. I've seen what you do to people.
How do you suggest I restrain her, then?
I don't know. Use a telephone pole or something.
And telephone poles are wood.
Alan, get her feet.
I'm gonna
grab I'll wrap her in lightning.
I can fix it later if you want.
He carries her into the car. Pop the trunk for me.
Okay, hold on. I need to wait for a thunderstorm. Yep.
I popped the trunk. There's a couple of little, like, doodads and doohickeys in there and pieces of shit.
Do you have any rope?
I don't know. Actually, I probably have enough old shit in there where and just, like, junk where Samantha could probably fashion up some... I mean, not Samantha. Ava could probably fashion up some sort of restraints for her.
Wires
like a tire iron would probably go very well.
I mean, I have a tire iron. I've got, like, a jack, some shit for changing a tire, and a donut.
Yeah, you want to roll me your metal bending?
Yeah, hang on. I forgot what... plus manipulation weird and I'm sure it's not dominated by the element so
no. I will text Arthur letting him know that we found her and she is being restrained as we speak.
He texts back, sounds good, we're scoping out the police station.
I have two successes.
Yeah, you take a hubcap and a tire iron and bind her hands and feet.
All right, put her in the trunk. Let's do it.
You shut her up in the trunk.
I'll also text Comstock. The same thing that we have restrained her.
Okay. Question her. We need evidence that Sierra did horrible things.
She's unconscious right now.
Like, where should we bring her?
Yeah, let's ask if there's a place that he has in mind where we should rush her.
My hollow. It's one of the few places that Sierra doesn't know how to get into yet.
Okay, can we invite Comstock so we have someone
of
importance to witness this shit? I ask him to meet at the
Another man's treasure.
Shop.
I'll be there.
Wonderful. Let's do it. I assume I grabbed my sword.
Yes.
I kiss it on the guard. Sorry, I had to do that to you here.
Men and their swords.
Do I know of anything that would I guess, erase or muddle memory?
I actually thought there was something. Let me check.
I know we had this question asked before when Ivan and the thing and the thing.
Yes. There's a goblin contract that does it. It allows the user to erase any one memory from the target's mind.
I don't suppose I know anyone that is able to do that, do I?
I wonder if Hans would be able to do it.
Yeah, Hans is the first person that comes to mind.
But he is currently AFK.
Yeah, we have no idea where he is.
Or if he's even alive.
Yes. In fact, I'm going to say, Ava, you know for a fact that Hans knows how to do it, based on the thing I just rolled. He certainly does not advertise the fact.
I'm going to text Sandra Comstock. Any news on the Hans front?
Sandra sends you a message back, says, it seems like he left town on purpose. I went by his place. He definitely packed a bag and is probably hiding out till things blow over.
Of course. Trying to figure out what to tell Dan to kind of patch things here. Can you guys think of anything?
I mean, I dropped the mask.
Well, yes, that's why I want to patch things, all because of you.
I don't give a fuck. Nobody is going to believe him.
Unless they do, well, I don't know.
I mean...
Maybe he won't believe it.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's probably going to just be like, what the fuck was that? Holy shit.
I don't know.
So,
that's not my deal.
All right. Well, first and foremost, we should probably do something about that. Fine. All right. Ava, come with me. We're going to solve this problem. Head back into the dorm.
Follow.
He's here. She brought him downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
He is, in fact, listening to you guys talk about him.
Dan?
Yes?
What did you see today?
I saw you turn to stone and start attacking my girlfriend with a sword. And then she started biting you. And then she jumped out a window, and you kidnapped her.
So, I think we can all agree. Bitches be crazy, right?
Do you want me to let you in on a little secret, Dan?
That's what the kids these days say, I think.
Okay.
I would like to ensorcel him.
You need to make a bargain with him, a pledge of some sort. He needs to actually agree to this. Even if he doesn't fully understand what he's agreeing to.
I want you to forget what you saw today, and in exchange, you will remain safe from what you have seen.
By what you mean, be even...
Is that a threat?
No, it's not a threat. We have saved your life today.
So can I just go?
Only if you agree to forget what you saw.
Want to make me manipulation persuasion -3?
I'm going to put a willpower into it, but yes.
Okay.
One, two, three. Three successes.
He just nods. Okay.
Then it's done. And I'm ensorceling it.
I'm going to start walking away back to my car.
I will follow.
He starts to have a full-on fucking meltdown. Because now he's surrounded by monsters.
Hey! I just sparkle and
glow. No, she looks
slightly.
Great.
I look great.
I'm not sure why you thought this would help.
I don't either.
I immediately like, hey. I'm going to unensorcel him.
Forget what you
how
saw.
Now?
How do you
now
see more?
Can you not break ensorcelment willingly if you agree to the bargain?
As long as he, I guess, pretends to not remember what's happening, doesn't tell anybody, he's ensorcelled. You have no out clause here.
Oh well. Goodbye,
you know
again.
What? Just come with me.
Where am I going?
Friend.
You're gonna have a new friend called Nate Cole.
What? No! Leave him here!
And they you guys can just make your own
I will meet you guys back at the shop. Gonna make a detour.
What? No!
You know, you can't say, forget what you saw here, now see a whole bunch more stuff.
Clearly you can.
Yeah, I just did.
You can, but it doesn't work.
He's just an asshole.
I am going to drag Dan to my car and give Nathan a call.
Yes?
Is that
Ava?
Nathan?
Ava, what's up?
Hey, Nathan. Apparently, you have a new friend who is going through something similar to what you're going through, and I think he's safest with you right now.
Aw, let's form a support group.
Should I meet you somewhere?
Hmm?
Should I meet you somewhere?
I think it's best if I drop him off at your place. Mind?
I guess not.
Sorry for dumping yet another thing on you, but... source of both of your problems is the same.
Is the Loch Ness Monster real?
What?
Is the Loch Ness Monster real?
I don't know. Do I know if the Loch Ness Monster is real?
I do.
No, you... I don't think you have any insider information on that one.
Huh.
I have
know.
A shitload of occult knowledge.
It is a maybe. Or you could just fuck with him and be like, oh, Nessie, she's so sweet.
Yeah, it's like, she's a sweetheart. She'll sometimes let you ride on her back.
Who's going in what car?
I guess I'll go with Alan. And I'm assuming Will.
I guess I'll continue going with Alan, yes.
Good. That kid needed a good scare. Fucking prick.
How did you form? Whatever. No, I'm not even. No.
No, go ahead. Ask, please.
No. What makes you think he's a prick?
You guys start driving back to Nightingale.
He deserved to see what he was getting involved with.
Or he deserved to be
Oh shit, this dice being rolled.
You guys are cruising down 95 when there starts to be an awful banging noise from the trunk.
Yep.
Yep.
And then the sound of the trunk being bashed open.
Yep. Oh, God.
I pop the trunk and pull over.
Well, the trunk is already popped.
No, no, when I hear the banging, like, when I hear the banging, I'm going to pop the trunk and pull over and just let her, like, just let her fall out of my car, just, like, rolling along in the road.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. Cars honk, swerve. You know what? Let's give her a roll. See if anyone hits her. Yeah, somebody rolls over her.
Great.
I'm gonna pull over, get out of the car, crack my knuckles. We're doing this again, huh?
The car that hit her is pulling to the side. It was only a Prius that rolled over.
Are you sure it wasn't a smart car?
She's keeps trying to drag herself away.
I'm not letting you get away.
I mean, she's restrained. You could easily just start beating her again and throw her in your trunk.
But keep in mind, yeah, make it you quick. Know, the guy stop making a scene.
Oh, I am gonna just kind of backhand her. I'm like, try and punch her down.
Oh, yeah, that easily done.
And then I'm gonna lift her, put her back in the trunk, close the trunk, and then just start driving away.
Okay. You pass the guy who pulled over. He's on his phone.
Oh, shit. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I want to try to short-circuit his phone.
Okay.
I think that's controlling elements.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do that. Let's control the electricity in his phone to break it. Suddenly.
Before he even gets the car out.
Or before he can finish it.
Also erasing all the pictures he just took of your car, your license plate,
yep.
And you yep, being
all those.
That
yep.
Woman.
Yep, all those. Yep, yep.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we're going to brick the fucking thing.
Yep. So, control the elements is manipulation plus weird, I'm fairly certain.
Yes.
Yes.
I just used it, so yes.
You are correct.
Come on, Kevin. Don't pull me a Kevin here.
No. Two successes.
Okay.
Okay.
I was rolling six dice, so. Remember, yeah. Five is the magic fuck me number.
His battery surges and blows up in his phone. As you guys are pulling away.
Well, that's been. Three of my fucking clamor. Ooh,
thanks for that, Will.
Can I also suck confusion and alarm from him?
I was gonna say, can we harvest fear from this dude?
Yeah. It's gonna be a presence intimidation roll.
Presence intimidation.
You guys just have low glamour cost things.
Okay, here we go.
All right, I recovered.
Oh, wow. My chance die as a success.
I mean, all my shit is, cost one glamour.
Alice, what's
Yeah, well,
you say?
Control the elements.
Would I be
three.
Able to try the same with Dan, who is currently in my car? Probably still freaking out.
Yes, but yours is going to be a composure empathy.
Mm-hmm. Do you have empathy, dear?
Mm-hmm. Yay! I can't
Good,
can again with
Dan
it,
sleep.
But
I want
to
hop into his dreams.
You want to hop into his dreams because at some point during a changeling game, this should really be any dream travel because you guys all have the ability to enter dreams.
I don't know. I looked at the dream rules because I was considering it, and then it got confusing.
Yeah, that's exactly terrible. Why I've had nothing to do with it.
They're terrible. I want nothing to do with these things.
But now some commenter is going to tell us about how simple it is and how we're doing it wrong.
Yeah, fuck it. I've hit the point of World of Darkness where I don't care what the rules say, I just make them do what I want.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Play it That's fast fair. And loose. I love fast and loose. Alright, let's rock.
Yeah, you drive away. Ava, Kyle pulls you up in front of Nathan Cole's house.
Right. Come on. I'm going to try and get Dan out, drag him if need be.
Yeah, you just kind of push him out of the car, and he gets out.
And I'm going to ring the doorbell slash knock, depending on what's on there.
Okay. It's a pretty nice house. He's done quite well for himself, or he did before he went insane.
Before he met you.
Yeah. Pretty much. He looks through the peephole and slowly opens the door for you.
Hey.
Hello, Ava.
May we come in?
Yes. Do you need to be invited? Like vampires? Are vampires
no,
real?
I'm just asking.
Okay.
Yes, vampires real. I thought I told you about the sheriff and the police and...
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah.
Do they really need to be invited in?
I don't know. Alan probably knows. I mean, I know about the, you know, stake apparently paralyzes something, but...
Hey, for all you know, Clarissa has only had the correct information about vampires.
That's true.
Alan
Pretty much,
was
yeah.
just talking out of his ass.
Yeah, he lets you in.
Huh. So, Nathan meet Dan, Dan meet Nathan.
Hi, Dan. Shakes his hand. Dan's just standing there, shell-shocked.
No, talk to yourself.
Yeah, apparently something happened with his girlfriend. And I was being stupid, so now he sees what you see.
Come on in. I was just doing some research on the Jersey Devil.
That might be true.
He brings Dan inside to his study.
So, have fun, you two. I'm gonna see if I could sort things out.
Also, I just want to point out that the moment he talks about this entire hot mess,
he's gonna. Yeah, if he brings up what actually happened. He's going to break his pledge and be punished for it.
Oh, so right. Doesn't it poison the moon?
Yes.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah.
That would make things worse.
What would he get punished with?
Who the fuck cares? Something related to stone, artifice, or spellbound autumn?
Well, if it's going to poison the boon, and is boon being ensorcelment, he's going to see nightmares.
Yep.
Yes, probably nightmarish visions. Or maybe he'll go mostly blind. Or some other horrible, ironic outcome.
Yep. I wonder what happened to Carrie. I mean, she didn't break the pact.
No, never did.
Yeah,
she actually married
Eddie did by dying.
She ended up marrying Hickston in the end.
Well, I would argue that dying is certainly the ultimate misfortune.
Or marrying Hixson is the ultimate. Who would seriously do that?
Well, real Hixson or Fetch Hixson? Because Fetch Hixson seemed to have his shit together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fetch Hixson had his shit together.
Fetch Hixson.
He's already married. Great.
I would have loved to have explored that plot line.
There's always divorce. Or murder.
Murder.
Or murder divorce.
Or fatal sickness.
Or is it called demurder? I don't know.
I like murder divorce.
Was, the other group drives back to the shop.
Was Alan's thingy with Dan, like, lifelong?
It was as long as you forget about what you saw, you will remain safe from what you saw.
But there was no duration intended? Or was nope. there?
There was no duration intended.
Okay.
So...
vagaries.
Yep.
Yeah, Alan, you drive back to your shop. Sandra's pickup truck is waiting there.
Perfect. Gonna head around back, unload the body, head into the back room, open the front door, and beckon Sandra in.
Okay. Sandra's there, Comstock is with her. Samantha's awake again.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently can't keep her down.
Careful, she's a feisty one. Well, I mean, I inflicted primarily bashing damage on her.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect her to basically wake up every couple of hours and have to be knocked out again. So I head into the back room, chip a piece of stone off my body, draw the door, and then, what do you call it? Beckon everyone to come in.
Okay. They follow into your hollow. Sandra pokes at Samantha with the end of her battle axe. So, she confessed yet?
Oh no, she just woke up. Feisty little one. Managed to get out of my car while we were speeding down 95.
And I'm gonna get out again. And when I do, I'm gonna eat you.
You're not going to eat me.
I'm going to eat you. You're not bones and all.
Bones. I don't know who this is, but you two do. And I point to Will and Clarissa.
What?
Yeah,
I have no idea who this is.
Very different.
Yeah, she's not. She's talking a lot more.
Well, that's good. That's very good.
Well, she wasn't, like, I guess hisses are kind of threatening, but...
Hmm. So from what we can tell, this is the abomination that was released from Sierra's tower.
Abomination.
Hmm. Well, doesn't seem like much of an abomination, more of a rogue changeling, but that's a bit strange,
well,
if you ask me.
Well, she died, like,
yes,
a month or so ago? I don't know.
And the fact that she died and came back from the dead is, certainly not natural.
And the fact that she was stolen by the Burned Bride?
Also not natural.
There's the video evidence.
We have video evidence hospital. That she was stolen by the Burned Bride.
But the, might not exist the Burned anymore, Bride. By the way.
What's that?
The video might not exist anymore, by the way.
It was put on YouTube, wasn't it?
I don't think
I'm pretty sure the security guard said he had it on YouTube.
He's putting this shit on YouTube. I think that Avid said not to.
Hixson suggested that it go on YouTube, Avid, and he said no. And then... Ava told Sierra about how she found out. So if Sierra is indeed the Burned Bride, she probably would have taken care of that.
Hmm.
So the corpse was
But
stolen
still,
by...
this was in her thing.
So, is this Sierra, Samantha, or is this Samantha's fetch?
This looks like Samantha, the dead one.
Since yeah.
It was all snake-like.
Hence the snake-like and
I mean, Comstock and Sandra matter.
So, we know that she died, and we also know that she's sitting here right now. Does that mean that Sierra has somehow found some way to restore someone from the dead? Or perhaps imparts powers of changeling upon a fetch? What are you laughing about?
You're all so frightened of her. Then let me go. I'll eat her. I'd love to eat her.
What has she done to you?
Well, you all, well, some of you, dropped me off in her custody. Thank you very much. She took great fucking care of me.
We did not realize what she would do.
Well, she started questioning me, taking my blood, taking my hair, anything she could get at. And then the real fun began, that she brought the corpse of my other half. She was trying to make us merge together.
Well, it looks like it worked.
Mm-hmm. But not, of course, without consequences, it seems. Namely,
well, no. I wouldn't say there's any consequences at all. You're the same person you ever were, but now you're also...
No, she does not seem to be the same
person
she was.
No.
She was extremely different. Both halves of her were extremely
different.
This is not even a merging of both halves.
What I'm suggesting is that what Sierra has done is that she has taken the fetch and given the changeling to the fetch.
Yes, and completely broken her mind.
Her mind seems perfectly
fine. I imagine it was...
No, it's not.
I imagine it was a great ordeal, which is why she would love to devour Sierra.
When all of her spells and tricks didn't work, she made me eat her. She made me eat my own corpse.
That is horrifying.
And you know what? I got a taste for it. Changeling. Delicious.
Hmm.
Well, that's horrifying.
So, Comstock, Sandra? Is that enough to say Sierra's, you know, gone off the deep end?
Yeah, that's good enough for me.
Excellent.
So Kyle and Ava pull up to the front of the store.
The door's unlocked.
Head towards the back room.
The hollow, I mean, the door to the hollow has disappeared. It's gone. The door is unlocked, though.
Yeah, I'll be in the back room. Capture your fingernail.
What's that?
It's not like I capped your fingernail.
Well, that was a shame.
So,
wonder where they are. I will sit and wait and do my usual phone things.
Kyle knocks on the wall.
I'll hear a knocking, but, I mean, we've got the confession we need. I'd rather not keep her in here, if you don't mind. This seems a little bit, horrifying. Also, I don't want to have to knock her out every time I walk into my own bedroom, thank you.
So what do we do now?
Well, we have testimony from somebody who suggests that Sierra was doing horrible things to both fetches and changeling corpses. Comstock, Sandra, what would you suggest?
We kill her.
Well, you can't kill Sierra. I mean, it's...
We can try.
Why can't we kill Sierra?
Oh, Come on, she can't be harmed.
Why do you say that?
You not know the power of autumn?
No.
Does it make her immune to axes?
Well, I don't
know. Why would I
know
the power of autumn?
Have you ever tried to axe a pile of leaves?
Yeah. They go
crunch.
Yeah, it
doesn't work. They go everywhere. They're gone.
Okay, well, you have autumn magic too. Hold her down and I'll cut her head off.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, I'm really just starting to think he's full of just shit.
I'm not full of shit. You can't harm somebody who doesn't take physical form. He can do it. And I point to Will. Drive an axe through him when he's made of electricity. Try it.
Throw water at him.
I will say, certain things appear to work.
Set her on fire, then. But you can't do it with an axe.
Okay, bring some fire. I'll bring an axe. We'll bring some guns. We'll kill her. We'll burn her fucking place down. And we'll salt the goddamn earth so no more psychopaths grow there.
Now that's a plan I can get behind. Can we get her out of here, though?
I can barely hear you,
hollow. Tom. Oh, sorry. Can we get her out of here? I don't want her in my hollow.
Okay. Sandra unsheathes her axe. You don't have the guts, you bitch.
Sandra, you're not seriously... Oh, I can't...
She's just going to eat changelings!
That's his troll. I'm just gonna walk out of the hollow.
I'm gonna follow.
Yeah. Perhaps. Kyle and Ava, the door in the wall opens and you see.
Huh. Oh, there you are. So, what's going on?
Don't go in there.
Right.
There is a solid
ugh.
Followed by a violent, like, wet retching noise.
I'm right. Probably gonna puke. All over the back room. And cry a bit.
Sandra walks out with her battle axe on her shoulder. Just resting. Okay, done. Next.
Oh, we have the confession, we have the proof, we have the Grand Marshal.
Tom, if you said something, we couldn't really hear it.
I could, okay. But it was quiet. Yeah. You fuckers need to stop letting Skype dictate your lives like it's Kim Jong-un controlling a movie theater.
I actually think that I've turned off the thing. I don't know why that keeps happening. Let me check my options. My microphone settings are not being automatically adjusted. I think it was because I was too far away from my mic. Sorry.
Okay.
I was gonna. Anyway, I said, well, we have the corpse, we have the Grand Marshal, we have the target.
Look, first of all, I'm Lord Marshal. I'm not leading a goddamn parade.
I thought her title was Grand Marshal.
Nope. It's always been Lord Marshal.
Oh, it's Lord Marshal. Okay, I'm sorry. I meant to say Lord Marshal. I would obviously have
said... Well, maybe you've been so disconnected from Freehold that you forgot.
Yeah, it was Grand Marshal 20 years ago when you left, and Sandra changed it because she's not leading Marshall. A goddamn parade.
She doesn't have one of those like, little sticks.
Yeah.
Well. Very well.
So, problem number two, Army of Vampires. You guys said the police force is full of vampires, right?
That is correct.
I mean, yes.
Well, at least one confirmed vampire.
Also, I believe they kidnapped Ziggy.
And Jackrabbit.
So that answers the question of, is this actually our problem?
I would say the answer is yes. I'm a little bit Oh, by the way, so I got pumped full of snake bite. Was that like something that's lingering, or is it just like it really fucking hurts?
You can see like a black crusting in your veins, but it's not harming you further.
Okay, so it really was just like a it really fucking hurts kind of thing.
Yes,
like 4 lethal damage hurts.
Yeah, it was like a necrotizing poison.
All right,
it's
good,
not
good.
Continuing to feed on your delicious flesh.
I was worried for a moment, but you know, it'll clear up, I'm sure.
It's fine.
Just gotta go to the doctor. He'll give me some ibuprofen. I'll be okay.
You could just go to the pharmacy for some ibuprofen.
Yeah, that's true. Or maybe an antiseptic. That would be nice.
Also can be gotten at a pharmacy.
Right. So, are you guys coming?
Well, I'm a little bit beat up right now, and I'm kind
coming
of completely tapped out of glamour.
We have to kill Sierra.
Oh, no, we have to go and siege the police station and deal with all the vampires.
Yeah, question is which order?
I say Sierra first.
Seems like the smaller target.
And we probably need to do it before she kills her hostages.
Yeah. So I need some... I'm a little tapped out right now, if you know what I mean.
I've heard Will say it. It means he's not coming because he's a little bitch.
Oh, no, I'm still coming. I'm just warning you that if we're going to face my greatest enemy, I'd kind of like the ability to actually harm her, if you know what I mean.
Well, then maybe we'd better go siege a police station first. Probably a lot of glamour in there.
Ooh, that sounds tight. You happen to have a goblin fruit on you, by the way.
And
can I say that while I was
vampire
doing...
heart, that paralyzes them.
Ooh.
While I was doing the phone things I was doing, can I update Anders and Arthur?
Yes. They say something weird is going on at the police station. That it looks like it's in some sort of security alert.
Who wants to play World of Darkness?
Apparently this police station is on some kind of alert or something.
So they know we're coming.
That probably means no civilians. At least no innocents.
Can any of you carry a sword?
I'm sure I could physically carry it, but use it? Oh, we bought a bunch of wooden stakes. They're in Ava's car, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I brought my guns.
Well, that's not going to work well against a vampire. A wooden stake through the heart to paralyze them, and then you have to cut them up into little pieces.
I don't care how tough you are. You take a shotgun blast to the face.
And then they regenerate.
Do they? I seem to recall something like that, but I'm
How many vampires are there?
An entire police station full, I would imagine.
Dozens? Hundreds?
Maybe like a... I don't know, actually. How big is the police for... Nightingale Police Department?
How many vampires do you know in the police station?
This is the entire Kennebec County Sheriff's Office. So this branch probably has at least 100 officers between sheriffs and deputies.
I honestly only know of one vampire, but he is running the show.
Well, so that means a couple of different things. It means that we could either be running into 100 vampires, or the sheriff has to come. The sheriff's officers have to come out during the day at some point, and so that means that not all of them are vampires, but I imagine most of them probably are. I would say we are looking at maybe a few dozen. Or just one, and maybe all of his little servants. Whatever those are. I have no idea what they can do, but I'm sure the promise of power and supernatural abilities is going to be very tempting to the minds
maybe
of mere mortals.
Maybe try another occult roll to try to learn more about vampires since I've been reading the book and all of
Hit me with your best shot.
So occult intelligence, occult...
Yes.
Okay. There's one success, two successes.
Okay. Particularly relevant to this conversation, you were aware that vampires take thralls, who are... servants who are a little more than human, a little tougher, you know, a little bit of vampiric power, and they are fanatically loyal to their vampiric overlords.
I will pass this information along.
Huh.
Do they need to be invited into, you know, your home?
No, that's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Okay. That's bullshit.
I will text that over to Davis.
That does not make him feel better.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Apparently, I'm the resident vampire, like, you know, encyclopedia.
You also know, I mean, they can regenerate and do all sorts of different powers. Their limitation is blood. That it is basically vampire fuel.
Alright, I pass all the information along to everyone here. You might want to somehow... tell... Arthur and
does any kind of blood count, or just human blood?
I don't think you know that granular.
I know like human.
You know they can't suck each other off. Like,
yeah, they can't suck each other.
But I mean, given that, like, I don't know. Well, we don't know that.
I'm sure they could get it off from the thralls.
Huh. I wonder if they can do it remotely, like in the comic books.
That sounds retarded.
Oh, it's horrifying. Suck the blood right out of an open wound. Imagine that. Like a vacuum cleaner.
That sounds retarded.
Retarded and also awesome.
So, blood bending.
Well, no, it's actually what the vampires in JoJo and in Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver do. Yeah, it's what Cain did, I believe, in Blood Omen.
It is.
Yeah.
Also, I know in Old World of Darkness, the Tremere did that shit. Because
they can, like, suck blood from open wounds?
Oh, yeah, and boil blood in their enemies. Like, control of blood, like, physically was a big part of their jam.
That's horrifying, and I love it.
Okay.
Okay, so, well, we gotta make our way to the fucking police station, then.
Are we waiting for nightfall? I'm wounded.
Are you fucking kidding me? No!
Well, I doubt they're gonna be in fucking coffins in the evidence room.
Yeah. I was only able to meet with the vampire at night.
Well... anyway, you slice it, I'm still a little beat up, so I'm going to be coming along, but don't expect me to be amazingly effective.
Okay. Well, let's do this.
Whew.
He grabs up his shotgun from his duffel bag.
I'm going to grab my sword and make sure that it's in good condition. I'll have the glamour to bless it.
Everyone should make sure they have some wooden stakes with them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the two of us will be passing them out or something.
Yeah.
And, Comstock, do you have any extra, you know, scraps?
What scraps kind of scraps?
Metal, obviously.
Oh. I mean, I've got some knives in that bag.
That works.
Oh. Ava.
I will grab a handful and more.
Ava?
What?
I know that you're not particularly happy with me ever, but can you please put my car back together now that the recipient of your restraints is deceased?
I think your tools can wait. And I will walk out.
Yeah. You pile into your respective vehicles and head off to raid a police station.
I will make sure to text the information about vampires and thralls and all that to Arthur.
Okay. And I think we will stop a little early to give me some time to prepare.
For the siege of a goddamn vampire-filled police station?
Oh, never mind, we're going to get Sierra first.
Yeah.
Well, there's a strong chance that both are happening next session. So, I will try.
Or that Sierra's at the police station with the army of vampires. That would be horrifying. Or, like, there's a doorway into her tower from the police station.
Who can say in this crazy mixed up world of ours?
I don't know. Yep. They've got guns. I'm terrified. I think I'm going to die.
Yeah. Tell me something you learned.
I learned more stuff about vampires.
I hate Alan.
I learned what happened to Samantha's fetch.
You did?
True story.
Alan?
What did I learn that wasn't low-hanging fruit from everybody else? I learned that Sierra created a being capable of reproducing and creating horrifying snake monsters.
Oh, by the way, while you were talking, Daniel broke his pledge.
Yeah, I know. But now he can't see anything anymore, and he will find that out when he realizes that he, you know.
If something awful is going to happen, he literally might not see anything anymore.
Yep.
Or maybe he'll just see crazy nightmares all the time.
Hey, Nick, my clarity's 5. Do I give a fuck?
Whatevs. He's just...
Yep.
He's collateral damage.
Yes.
You killed a monster.
Yep.
Okay. You can all take 5 experience points.
The ends completely justify the means.
I'm turning the recorder off.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Woo.
I should put my dice away.